bash in Los Angeles. Other people obviously are dying in their villages, and we're talking about South Sudan. I want to speak to Emma Jane Drew, who's on this line. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
It's sad to think that what we're seeing on the news is reality in South Sudan. Could you, for those who maybe are turning an eye away from it at present, just explain the circumstances, please?
Well, it's extremely difficult for the population at the moment, who have endured more than 3 years of conflict. And as a result of that conflict, they've been pushed to the brink, surviving in the swamps and in the bush on whatever they can forage and find. Humanitarian assistance has been very difficult to deliver in such remote areas, and often our access has been impeded as a result of the conflict. This means that because of us not having regular access to these communities, they go for very long periods of time without the humanitarians able to reach them. So the combination of the conflict and the lack of access and the lack of available food sources for the communities has resulted in this famine situation.
If there wasn't a conflict in South Sudan, would the country be coping very well?
It would be doing much, much better than it is. Yes, that's correct.
And the
I think the international community in general needs to make more of a concerted effort to focus on durable, sustainable solutions to the conflict, which they've failed to do in the last 3.5 years.
What do we need to do? What do people who are seeing those pictures on the screens of an evening need to do?
Well, I mean, putting pressure on their governments to hold the international community accountable and strengthen the will of the international community to address the root causes of the famine is certainly one. All donations are needed at the moment. We need all hands on deck, as many staff as we can get, as many aid items as possible that we can deliver to these people, whether it is in the form of cooking pots or producing clean water for cooking and drinking, provision of food, where there are markets available. People don't have money to buy what is in the market because the inflation is over 700%. So even just giving these people money to be able to buy what they can access, you know, close by is already an enormous help.
You're with Oxfam. You're the Oxfam Humanitarian Programme Manager. Do you despair at South Sudan, or have you seen worse problems that have been overcome?
I think the hope that I draw from comes from the resilience of the South Sudanese. They're the most resilient people I have ever met, and the way they continue to survive through such extreme circumstances is a testimony to their strength, and that is what keeps me going in this country.
Emma Jane, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Hopefully people will turn an ear towards it or an eye towards it when they see it on the television screens or hear about it on the radio. It is an absolute shame what is happening there. Some people won't be fully familiar with the conflict. Could you briefly tell us about that?
The conflict started in December 2013. Between two major groups in South Sudan, and then spread across the country from place by place. We currently have 2 million people displaced in South Sudan from the conflict, which involves several warring parties. and 1.5 million refugees.
Innocent victims of what's happening on their doorstep. Emma Jane, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.